This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, it's a Friday, finally a Friday, so we're looking forward to the weekend. So one more day to navigate, and the big cue today is the rise in dollar index. The dollar index has risen to levels of 91.9, and this higher dollar has put pressure on commodities. So commodities across the board took a sharp sell-off yesterday. The Brent crude is now close to $73 per barrel. Gold is below $1,800 an ounce. Commodities like copper, aluminium, palladium, platinum all saw steep cuts in yesterday's trade. However, broadly, investors have shrugged off the hawkish Feds. The U.S. 10-year yield is now down to levels of 1.52%. And growth stocks, which are predominantly in the Nasdaq, continue to rally. So Nasdaq was up 0.89% yesterday, even as the Dow was down 200 points. For our own markets, we've slipped from our record levels. So the Nifty slipped about 200 points from its peak levels of 15,900 in the last 2 days. The mid-cap index is down 2% from its record level that it hit on the 11th of June. So this morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a bit of a recovery. So there is green to start off trade with. I guess the fall in commodity prices will ease the inflationary pressure on the economy. However, keep your eye out on the flows, because the net flows have been negative for the last few days. And even yesterday, the FI sold 880 crore in the cash market, and the DII buying was just marginal, about 45 crores. So net-net, there was an institutional selling of about 800 crores. In terms of stocks and sectors, IT will continue to be in focus because rupee has slipped to a 7-week low. It's crossed that $74 mark. And the weaker INR, of course, will boost the export-oriented stocks. So IT, for instance, has been seeing buying. The IT index has outperformed the Nifty Bank by 8% in the month of June so far. Power Grid will be reacting to numbers largely in line with expectations. So it's a quiet quarter. Revenues up 3.6%, profits up 6.5%. NATCO Pharma has reported a very weak set of earnings. So revenues are down 27%. There is margin compression, as a result of which profits are down 43% year on year. So that stock is expected to be under pressure. And SBI Cards, we picked up that Carlyle is going to be selling 4.8 crore shares via a block deal, and the price has been set at 1 to 4.7% discount to where the stock closed yesterday. And finally, oil marketing companies will continue to be on our radar as petrol and diesel prices continue to get hiked. In fact, in the city of Mumbai, petrol prices have now crossed 103 rupees per litre. Thank God, most of us still work from home. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.